Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 806 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A Russian oil refinery in the Republic of Bashkortostan was hit with a drone yesterday morning, which caused a fire, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to the media sources in the Security Service of Ukraine, the drone belonged to the Security Service and it set a new record by traveling 1,500 kilometers to its target. Gazprom Neftekhim Salavat is one of the largest oil refining and petrochemical production companies in Russia. It specializes in the production of gasoline, diesel fuel, and other types of petroleum products. The Ukrainian parliament dismissed Oleksandr Kubrakov from the position of Deputy Prime Minister for Restoration, Minister of Communities, Territories and Infrastructure Development of Ukraine, and Oleksandr Solsky from the position of Minister of Agrarian Policy and Food, reports Radio Liberty. On 25th of April, Solsky, who is suspected of embezzlement of land worth 500 million hryvnia, wrote a resignation letter. On 9th of May 2024, the Verkhovna Rada registered a draft resolution to relieve Oleksandr Kubrakov from his position. Kubrakov himself has stressed that the Prime Minister and the ruling servant of the people faction did not discuss this with him. Ukrainska Pravda previously reported that MPs from the Servant of the People party faction had decided to divide the Ministry of Communities, Territories and Infrastructure Development into two separate ministries at the faction meeting on 8th of May. The ministries were united under Kubrakov's leadership in December 2022. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky appointed Oleksandr Trypak as the new commander of the Special Operations Forces instead of Sergei Lupanchuk, reports Ukrinform. Sergei Lupanchuk, an officer of Ukraine's Defense Intelligence, was appointed commander of the Special Operations Forces in November 2023. Lupanchuk's face has never been revealed to the public during his tenure in the Special Operations Forces. Brigadier General Oleksandr Trypak was deputy commander of the Special Operations Forces and is a hero of Ukraine. Trypak took part in the defense of Donetsk Airport in 2014-2015. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. CNN informs that according to Western intelligence, Russia will soon increase air and ground attacks on Ukraine to take advantage of the time it will take for Kyiv to receive enough weapons and ammunition from the recently approved US military aid package, reports European Pravda. According to CNN interlocutors, between the approval of funding for aid to Ukraine and the arrival of most of it, which will significantly change the situation on the front, a certain amount of time will pass, which Russia will try to use in its interests. They acknowledge that the months of delayed US aid have resulted in real losses for Ukrainian forces on the battlefield, both in terms of territory and people. Western and Ukrainian officials believe that the immediate threat of increased attacks is related to Russia's plans to launch a large-scale offensive in early summer. One US military official assessing Ukraine's prospects in the coming weeks, even with the military aid, told CNN, quote, "The best-case scenario is to hold the front line," unquote. In recent weeks, Russia has thrown massive resources into Ukrainian defenses across the Eastern Front, advancing on three key points: the Pokrovsk military hub west of Avdiivka, strategic heights of the city of Chasiv Yar near Bakhmut, and Kurakhovo in the southeast. Meanwhile, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius announced plans to purchase three launchers for HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems. The systems will be bought from the United States and sent to Ukraine. He stressed how important it is for NATO to support Ukraine now, as Putin's success will unleash autocrats around the world. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.